Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, May the 31st, 2011. Spanish Consul General in East Jerusalem, Alfonso Manuel Portales, has announced that Spain will recognise a Palestinian state before September. Israeli forces raided the West Bank city of Jenin and nearby villages, detaining 12 Islamic Jihad forces and closing a charity. The raids, which took place between 3 and 4 a.m., targeted Islamic Jihad members who Israel accuses of coordinating and financing planned terrorist attacks. As part of the raid, the military took computers and documents from a charitable organization called the Muslim Girl. Israeli officials claim that the charity, belonging to university lecturer Muna Qidan, has links with the Islamic Jihad organization. Qidan was also detained during the raid. A new report by the Israeli Association for Civil Rights claims that tensions are on the rise between Palestinian residents of East Jerusalem and Israeli security forces. The report accuses Israeli security forces in East Jerusalem of detention and mistreatment of Palestinian children, as well as failing to uphold the security of Palestinian residents. The report states that around 1,200 Palestinian children were questioned regarding stone throwing in the last 18 months. The children are often taken from their bed at night and are roughly questioned by Israeli interrogators in the absence of their parents or lawyers, the report claims. The large gap between the number of kids who were questioned and arrested and the number of charges pressed reinforces the Arab residents' feeling that most of these arrests and inquiries are meant to instill fear in the minors, collect information from them and stop them from repeating the acts they are suspected of committing, the report read. We have testimonies that show how the police ignore complaints filed by Arabs about harm done to their property, body or safety, the report reads. Mass targeting of Palestinian residents is common, according to the research, including the general and excessive use of tear gas against whole neighbourhoods. The findings of the report echo the story of 7-year-old Silwan resident Ali Siam, who was recently arrested by Israeli security forces, sustaining cuts and bruises in the process, and who was interrogated for hours in the absence of his parents or lawyer. Both his aunt and father were hospitalised due to injuries they received from security personnel when trying to intervene. 3 members of the Popular Resistance Committee have been killed in an explosion at a training ground in Rafah, according to Marne News Agency. 4 others have been injured. Israel has denied responsibility for the blast, saying that they were not in the area at the time. Abu Mujahid, a spokesman for the group, identified those killed as Yunus Abu Anaja, Ramzi Abu Harb, and Mahmoud Al-Arkan. Mujahid said he would give updates in the coming hours. The Popular Resistance Committee is one of 3 groups who seized Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit. That's all today from the IMEMC. This was Tuesday, the 31st of May's daily roundup of news from the occupied Palestinian territories. We hope you will join us again tomorrow. This report was brought to you by Hussam Qasis and me, David Steele.